Hey guys, welcome back to Fitness for Normal People with me, Dan, and Vanessa.
Hey.
Very short intro from Vanessa, so that was short and to the point.
Sorry, hello everybody.
How's your week been, Vanessa?
Yeah, good, thank you. Just really busy, full of work stuff. And was it half term last week? I actually can't remember. Was it? Maybe not. I don't know. It's all a bit of a blur now. That's how busy I've been.
Terrible, terrible. Well, this is going to tie in really, really nicely to what we're going to talk about today, actually. So we were going to talk about how to set up a diet in this podcast, but just having a catch up with Vanessa before we started and asked her that exact question, which was, how's your last week been? And Vanessa's answer was that she was really busy, hadn't tracked her nutrition, hadn't done any training, which is totally unlike her. Not totally unlike me, of course, but totally unlike her. And yeah, she says she was a bit of a vegetable. So we thought we would talk about that and how you can get around the eventual situations that happen when things go wrong or something happens in life. So last week for you, Vanessa, what was different for you?
Well, I always do, I get up every morning to do online boot camp and do a quick 20-minute HIIT session. So that is my usual routine. That didn't change because obviously if I don't get up, nobody does their workout. So I have to do that. But on top of that, normally I go for a long dog walk. I didn't do any of that. I was just literally head stuck into my laptop, sat down for most of the days, and yeah, just really focusing on work things. So I just wasn't as active as I usually was. So it was mainly work related. The husband was home as well for the week. So he works 1 week away, 1 week home. So the week that he's away, I can just crack on with work. However, he was home as well. So, have to pay him a little bit of attention. So that also took me away from going to the gym or doing the extra activities that I'd normally do. So it's a combination of a few things, paying my attention elsewhere that prevented me from, just doing what I usually do.
Cool. So, I mean, I think these kind of things kind of crop up a lot. Now, for me, this year has been probably my worst year since I was about mid-20s for sort of exercise and sort of training. I've got no specific training goals in mind, so I'm not training for anything. And obviously, opening this gym was. It's just really, really busy and really stressful. So I think people can kind of relate to that. We get a lot of guys and girls who we train who are sort of busy professionals or busy parents and stuff. And things happen in life. Things like jobs. Our jobs have taken over. And don't know about you. So since the more I do, the more I train other people, the less I train myself, I
Yeah,
find.
absolutely. Yeah, because you there's only one of you, isn't there? You can't do all the things. I just think by the time you finish training all your clients and giving them all the feedback, you're there's little left in the bucket.
Yeah, and other things happen. So, you got d things happen in life, things like social events and Christmas, which is a big one,
Yeah.
holidays, birthdays, you could be changing job, all these things, all these kind of eventualities that pop up, they can really derail people. And so what we wanted to talk today about is short-term obstacles. They are I mean, how do you look at them? I look at short-term obstacles like this, and this is how I kind of describe them to my clients. You can, it's like looking at the finish line of your fitness goals is a 110 meter hurdle race.
Right.
Every 10 meter hurdle, you can either let it fail you, depending on what that hurdle could be, or you could it can trip you, and then you can pick yourself back up and get over the next one. Or you can work something out to try and get over each hurdle. So
That's
that's,
a good way of looking at it.
yeah, I thought so. I've just made that up.
Did you?
Totally made that up. That would be on the, yeah,
Genius.
that'd be my next job interview, I think. If I ever, if I ever, if I ever lose, if everything all goes tits up, that's what I'm going to say at my next job interview.
You could be a hurdle coach.
Yeah. So I think, yeah, so these kind of things crop up. What kind of, I mean, we can't name names, but we can name life examples of clients that we've had that have popped up recently. What are any big ones?
Oh, there is so many. I mean, so many at the moment. I'm because I do like group online coaching as well with online boot camp. So within that group, it's just this time of year, like you said, you've got Christmas parties coming up, fireworks night, Halloween's just been. So there's all these kind of things. And I just think people just see this and it's a little bit of they don't want to miss out. So they don't want to be boring. They don't want to not live their life. And so if they think that they're not going to be perfect, then they failed. So that's an issue that's obviously coming up quite a lot because they think, oh, if I have that. I don't know, what do you have at this time of year? Roasted chestnuts that I haven't tracked, then
What?
I don't know, that's where that came from. It's got me sold on Saturday night. Anyway, but if they can't have
fireworks night, Buckingham Palace.
that.
Business is going well for you, isn't it? I had roasted, I had cheesy chips.
We went to Winchester.
Oh,
It
oh
was really
my God. What do the
Don't
kids
uncover giggles.
what do the kids have for breakfast? Is it prosecco and salmon? Is that what they're that what they're doing?
Yeah, salmon on sourdough, but
Oh
you
my
know.
God. Yeah, sorry. Anyway, this time of year people have
Yeah, so
roasted chestnuts.
they do, and it's the fear of missing out, isn't it, and being the boring one, and they don't want to miss out. Or they haven't thought about possibly making it work. And yeah, it's just all that really. I think it's all the I wants and they don't know which way to go. And so if they mess up a little bit, then they kind of throw the towel in and think they've failed completely. So that happens a lot at this end of year, I think.
Yeah, I think it's. I think that's obviously. I'm probably going to see. I wouldn't say I've seen a lot of that in my lot, but the most of the ones which, obviously, I've been working in offices and you know having Christmas parties coming up and stuff, and you see your friends more and stuff, and you know all my friends are just booze heads, so they just want to you know drink rum and whatever else. So this time of year, sort of about halfway through November, right way through to the end of December, you know, weekends will be at friends' houses, or we'll be out and you know, and there'll be lots of alcohol and nice food and all that kind of stuff. And a lot of the client, my clients are all saying the same thing. They're like, oh, I've got so much stuff coming up and I just don't know what to do about it. And they just, I just want to keep going. But not just talking about this time of year, but any time of the year. So things happen in life, like family events happened. I went up to a family event recently, my nan and granddad's diamond anniversary, so 60-year
Oh,
anniversary.
wow.
Yeah, it was
That's
amazing.
amazing.
It's quite hard to eat well on the road,
Yeah.
especially when there's a Burger King looking at you on the service at the service station.
Oh, I can't stand Burger Kings, but okay.
Come on, everybody knows you like a Whopper, Vanessa.
Yeah, a posh Whopper. Not a Burger King one.
Did you? Oh my God. I'm so hope this has been recorded. You some I just anyway.
Editing.
So yeah, going up to there at the food was questionable. And that's fantastic.
That's
Oh mate,
hilarious.
that's got me. So there was lots of anyway, nice food in the hotel and all this kind of stuff. Lots of alcohol, lots of you know food, sitting down and burgers and whatever else. That was a big family event. It was really, really important, and you know I didn't want to sacrifice anything. People changing jobs, you know, school holidays, going away on holiday, all these events—they're all short-term obstacles. And I think what happens is people kind of look at them, they either panic beforehand or they just have the, I won't swear. I'll try and keep my language under control, but the F it moment when they just go, oh, who cares? They go away or they do whatever, and then they just come back, and then they're back to their old selves again, and smashing down 460 Weight Watchers meals a week because they think that's better for them, whatever people do these days. So I think it's good to talk about this stuff because I think it really resonates with most people. These life events come along even times of the year, and it's learning to sort of deal with the short-term obstacles in the best way possible.
Because you can't spend your life being a hermit, can you?
No, I think, and this
Just
is,
waiting for spells.
yeah, this is the thing. I've done this before, so I actually alienated myself quite a bit because I had a specific goal in mind. I wanted to get in really, really good shape and all this kind of stuff, and I really alienated myself from friends and family and stuff because I found it really hard to resist things. And it was a specific goal, and it was with my business in mind, so slightly different, I think. And looking back, was it worth it? Yes and no. There's two ways of looking at it. There's something I learned only recently, and this is going back 3.5 years ago. It was learned really recently that actually, in and around that time, our two best friends put on a birthday party for me, and I didn't go, and I didn't know it was a birthday
Oh,
party
no.
because I was trying to get into that ridiculously good shape, and I knew I wouldn't be able to say no to foods and drinks and stuff, and I was really upset. And I say upset, I was genuinely gutted and felt really, or I only found out recently, and they never spoke to me about it, but I felt really, really awful about it. So yeah, it came with a, yes, while it reached those goals, it came with a touch of a lot later, a touch of sort of guilt and sort of sadness. So things that pop up. So what that these things that popped up, what's popped up this year for you that have really thrown a spanner in the works in terms of kept staying on
Oh
track?
no. Gosh, holidays, breaks away with the family. So I'm in the mindset now, whereas before I would have tried to seek out the healthiest option, or if I had gone off track, I'd have really beaten myself up about it. But this year we've been away to Loch Ness, we've gone away to, where else did we go? Oh, we did Italy, didn't we? And I just thought, oh, sod it, And I just enjoyed myself, and I just said, you know what? It's a week of your life with your family, and you spend the next 50 weeks of the year in, eating relatively well, not perfect, but well. Those 2 weeks are not going to make a huge dent in the progress that I've made. And you know what? It hasn't. I haven't changed very much at all. So it was fine. But I think it was quite a scary thing just to let go. But yeah, so I've had lots of obstacles like holidays and just normal stuff that people deal with, going out for a day, driving places. Like you say, you can't just make the best options on the road. It's all sorts of things, really. What about you?
Well, yeah, I've been away twice, and I actually find traveling really stressful. I love holidays and stuff, but I find it really stressful because I start panicking about. The first thing that comes into mind is my business, all this kind of stuff. So I start worrying about that. But when I go away, I don't care. I actually just don't care. I eat what I want, but what I eat generally, for the most part, is I actually enjoy high protein meals. I like meat, so I wouldn't ever go to a restaurant and order a vegetarian meal. That just that is just bizarre. I would never go to a restaurant and order a salad ever.
Unless I have beaten it.
No, just never. Just
Just
whether
that
no, just
one.
wouldn't have a salad ever. But like for example, when I went away, we went to Turkey this year, and they have this I can't remember what you call it now. But it's like a Turkish style breakfast. It's like almost n un not fully. It looks sounds really gross, but it was amazing. They put all different stuff like vegetables in it. It's almost like an uncooked omelet sort of in a bowl. But it was all like pan fried, and then it carries on heating in the bowl. And hard to explain, but it was amazing. But when you actually people are like, oh right, when you think about what's in it's vegetables and eggs with
So it's an
spices.
omelette just smashed up.
Yeah, pretty decent. And for lunch would be like a form of meat plus vegetables because I enjoyed eating that, and it was like a Turkish style dish. And then for dinner, if I wanted, I'd have like steak and chips, or depending on where we
Okay.
were, or a Turkish style meal or whatever. But it would always have a meat sauce with it and vegetables. It'd always be washed down with at least sort of 6 or 7 pints of beer. But you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I think, and obviously, like you say, going like social events and things like this. Now, the trick I always say to people is, it is different for you and I. I will say that it is different for you and I because yes, we are personal trainers and we have worked on these habits over time. So far from I'm way far from perfect. You're a lot better with diet and everything than I am. So I can't. I'm far from preaching, but I do think that there are people who, and I think a lot of people who, if you aren't in great habits already, or don't have at least mostly good habits with nutrition already, if you're not mostly set up with your diet, eating well, you're habitually doing eating a certain way, which is protein at most meals, plenty of vegetables, drinking enough water, exercising regularly, et cetera, managing your diet, not binge eating and that kind of stuff. And I do think actually, if you're going away and you're going away for a week or something's happening, then yes, the number one thing you should be working on is your nutrition.
Yeah, because it's very easy to just kind of let it all go, isn't it? And it just makes it 10 times harder when you come back to get into it.
Absolutely. Yeah. How hard is it? Like straight away when I come back from, when we came back from wherever we were, Turkey this year, was hungry, tired, just could not be bothered with eating brilliantly. So I just ate more. I don't
Oh, did
care.
you?
Yeah.
See, I have the opposite effect. When I've had like a bit of a blowout, it just makes me feel so gross. Like I'm so lethargic, I'm tired, I feel icky, like, ugh. And I can't wait to actually just sit there and eat a bowl of vegetables. I'm done. Like when I get back home, it's like game was on, let's go, let's get healthy again, because I just can't stand that feeling.
Weirdo. No, I'm balls deep in like Chinese for about 3 days afterwards.
God,
I'm like
no.
Sichuan chili, please, number 63, and then after a few days, I don't know. It's not like normally. I just eat. We just go back to routine, but I will allow myself a bit of, I don't care. Like I don't look at it as allowing or restriction or anything like that. It's just, I fancy that. I'm hungry, I'm tired, and I'm going to have it, and that's it. And I don't, and with all my clients as well, I always say to them, do that. So come back off of your holiday, as long as they're in good habits before, and just relax and try not to go straight back into everything. Everybody comes back and they're like, right, I've been away for a week or 2 weeks. I've gained 3 pounds. I'm going to go straight to the gym. And you're like, cool. How long was your flight? And they're like, 8 hours. Right, okay. And have you really slept much? No, okay, cool. You're not allowed to train until next week. I'm like, what? And then I back them off. And this is where a lot of PTs will completely disagree with me. And that's nice. I don't really care. I think long term, short term obstacle should be, yes, if it depends on who it is. So as with every question in fitness, it depends. But if you're talking to somebody, if somebody comes into me and says, look, I'm yo-yo dieting, I'm doing this and I'm doing that, and they're all over the place with the nutrition, and they're in 4 weeks are going away on holiday, I'd say to them, look, we can
Yeah,
approach,
you
I'd
know they're
give
not
them,
going to cope well.
no. So it's look, what do you want to do here? You can go away on this holiday, enjoy yourself and be accountable and talk to me and tell me what you want to do. And I can make things work for you, but you've got to be accountable for it. And those people normally go, yeah, great. And actually, they enjoy their holiday more. And then on the flip side, you get somebody who's already in great or good habit or better habits, and they say, I'm going away on holiday or something like that. I'm just like, just enjoy yourself. Just eat protein, try and eat some vegetables here and there. Where you can, eat some fruit, try and walk some if you can, and try not to drink too much beer. Switch to less calorific drinks if that's what you want to do. And depending on the individual, they do really, really well for it or not. And then when they come back, I ease them back in and they just go to normal. So it really depends on the individual.
Yeah, it does massively. I think everyone has a different reaction to how they're going to cope as well when they go away. Most women I know will go, yes, I'm going to be super good on holiday, take my trainers, I'm going to do this, and none of that happens. And then they feel really crap about it because they haven't met their own expectations, what they promised that they were going to do. When really, you're on holiday, just relax. It's not meant for working out. You've worked all year for this holiday, and then you're going to go and work out on it. Really? Is that what you really want to do? So, yeah, that is a big problem. If I, most ladies, I just say, go for a walk or that kind of thing, like you say, and just make better, healthier food choices. But don't sacrifice your holiday and your enjoyment just for your fitness goals, because it's only a week or two out of the year.
Exactly. And that's where people kind of go wrong. So let's move on to, so I'm not going to talk about, let's talk about what happens when, so your last week, obviously you were so busy with work. So lots of people get this. I have a lot of people like I do group training, so semi-private group training where people come in groups of four. And I've had people who they pay and they don't they can't make it in for all three sessions in a week. And they're stress hard. They're like, oh my God, I can't make it because of work and this and this and this. And you're like, okay, fine. What's your ultimate goal? And they're like, fat loss. So, right, how much do you think an hour in the gym contributes to fat loss? And they're like, and they can't really give an answer because they haven't read the information I've given them. But the fact is it's not a great deal. And when things hit the proverbial, they hit the fan and they go, oh my God, I haven't been into the gym all week. What usually happens to their diet?
Well, normally it's one goes, the other goes, doesn't it? And so it all goes out the window.
So, with that in mind, what would you say to this sounds really set up, doesn't it? What do you normally say? Because we know what the answer is going to be. What do you say to those people who aren't hitting the gym at the moment or aren't exercising, doing what they want to do because of things like work? What do you tell them to focus on?
I just say focus on your nutrition, because that ultimately is going to determine your weight loss or fat loss goals, whatever they may be. That is it.
So for the guys as well, every single bloke goes, oh my God, I'm going to lose loads of muscle. No, dude, you're not going to lose loads of muscle by not hitting the gym for a week. It probably actually do you some good. And the problem is that people just stress really, really hard about what they can't do instead of focusing on what they can do. And so exactly that. And what I say to people is like, nutrition should always be the number one focus, always, because you can always move. There's always an option to move. You don't have to train. You don't have to do 5,000 body pump classes, and you don't have to do, 52 sets of chest press on a Monday like all the other gym bros do. It doesn't have to be like that. I've had probably around about total this week, this year. I'm not saying I'm in any way, shape, or form proud of it because I actually have, found my mojo back for training. But probably had about 12 weeks off of training this year, total. And we're only in November. So I've had probably about 3 months total. Not all back to back, but because my priorities have been different, I have had to focus. But nutrition's always been pretty good.
Yeah, that's the main thing, isn't it? And that's what I try and encourage a lot of my ladies that I train. Just focus on your nutrition. I literally set them a goal so they actually feel that it's been a goal which I've given them a task to do. So I set that goal. Focus on your nutrition. That tends to help.
Yeah, and if you and this is where people need to get there, need to look at things slightly differently, which is nutrition is for life, not just for Christmas.
Oh, is that another one you just made up?
Yeah, that's a good one, that one. It's and it really should be that way. And everyone will be sitting there going, it's easy for you to say, but you should ha habits the first habit people should it's great people want to exercise loads like you should exercise is fantastic and we should feel in my opinion we should feel privileged to be able to exercise. I want to l raise a lot of money for the next group of the next charity I want to raise money for would be the blind.
Okay.
I saw just I don't know whether this is something I should talk about, but I was with my nephew in, and I was taking him out bowling, and I just saw a young, he couldn't have been a buck older than seven, son and his dad who was blind. And it was really kind of like, I was like, oh my God, it was just, do you know what I mean? We just take it,
It
something we
hit
take for
home,
granted.
didn't
Yeah, it really did. So I just saw this, and it just, I saw that, and I just thought, yeah, I'd really like to raise money, because, and I just, little things like that, I just think, he can't really do much exercise, or the physically disabled can't do much exercise. I'd really like to raise money. So
it?
I think we should feel privileged to exercise. So it's great people want to exercise, but if you're busy and hectic and stuff, and your nutrition is suffering because you think you need to smash the gym, but you're too tired when you come in and you want to just eat junk all the time, you're kind of missing the point.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you're not going to get anywhere, are you?
Exactly. If you are busy, if something has happened or something's going on, the number one thing I say to people is keep it simple.
Yeah, absolutely. Go and have a walk instead of beasting it down the gym. It doesn't always have to be a full-on sweat box session, does it? Just a walk can sometimes be much better. Less stress, give you time to think.
Absolutely. And that's where people kind of go wrong, is so when these short-term obstacles crop up, is they would just focus completely on the wrong thing. They always beat themselves up about what they're not doing rather than what they can do or what they are
Yeah.
doing. If you are trying to smash out, sessions in the gym, but you've got no time to prepare decent quality food, and then the next day you're going to work or rushing around after the kids, because, and you're starving hungry, and then you're just like eating whatever is there at Costa.
Yeah.
Because you're running over out of time and stuff, then you're missing a point. My thing is, right, somebody says, oh, Dan, it's so hectic at work at the moment, I don't know what to do. I'm like, right, cool. Cancel the gym this week. Don't go to the gym. Don't train. Don't do anything. Go home, sit in your own diary, and plan out two times when you can cook meals and put them in the freezer
Yeah,
and do that.
that's a good idea. What about when it comes down to money? So short-term obstacles, another one would be money situation. Maybe you haven't got money for the gym or money to buy, expensive protein sources, because that's probably the most expensive macronutrient to buy. What would you say to people that are struggling in terms financially, but still want to hit their fitness goals?
Again, keep it simple. So, hitting your fitness goals, obviously, there's always free information out there in terms of being able to do stuff. There's body weight workouts that you can do at home if you want to do that. If you're skint and really sort of struggling to buy food, then yeah, there's a few different things. I've been there myself, where I had to get my shopping bill down to 20 quid a week. Which,
Just for you or
just for
for
me,
you
yeah.
and Becky?
No,
Okay.
just for me. And it was hard. It was
Yeah, I can
really
imagine.
tough, yeah. And quite naff. I had to eat tuna, which I hate, but I ate it because it's cheap. And it's not that cheap anymore, but it was cheap. And things like bulk buying frozen chicken breasts and making your own home tomato-based sauces, which I'd recommend people do anyway. Keeping it really simple, things like buying packs of stir-fry stuff, buying
Yeah.
things like Asda own porridge oats and stuff. And actually, when you think about it, whey protein, it sounds expensive, but when you look at the cost per serving of a whey protein shake, now I wouldn't recommend people have shakes if they're skint, because they should be looking at food volume, as much food for your money
Yeah.
as you can get. But you're looking at, like, if you get a decent one from like MyProtein, for example, or something like that, you're talking 50p per one, per serving.
Yeah.
Whereas if you look at like a fresh chicken breast, you're talking about what, like £1.50.
About that, yeah, I've probably just been shopping, so I could tell you.
I haven't been shopping for ages, but it's cheap. It's just a big outlay, but you're getting a lot of servings, and you can get a lot for your money. But I think if you can't afford to go to the gym, that's fine. There is things that you can do at home as well. I'd always be happy to give out home-based workouts to people and stuff that they can do. And there are bits on the internet. Be careful what you look at, but there are bits on the internet that you can do. But change your focus. Try and focus on, if you're skint, go have a dieting phase. So try. So maybe
That's a good way of looking at fat loss.
just eat slightly less. But there are things that you can do to make sort of really bulky meals that are very, very cheap. And I've been there and done it. You've just got to go bulk and cheap. Places like Farm Foods, Iceland, and the Asda. Lidl's an amazing place to shop when you're skint, because they have all the sort of foreign imports, which are absolute pocket money. So that's a good place to go. But frozen foods, frozen vegetables, they're the ways to go. Even down to frozen fruits and stuff like that.
I agree. All that. What about injuries and illness? So if you come up against, I don't know, say something's happened, you've hurt your shoulder or your knees, and you can't train for a while, these are obviously obstacles. I know a lady in my group, a couple of ladies actually, that are going through this, and they are really struggling because, like we say, exercise goes out the window, and so does mindset and nutrition. So what can people who are struggling with those kind of things do to help them?
Yeah, good shout. So I've been there. I had a car accident about 2.5 something years ago, but maybe a bit longer. And I was so immobile anyway. So and that's what's made me work really hard on mobility. And I knackered my back, and I couldn't train, but I carried everything else on. So I just ate, sat around. I was getting quite fed up. So I was getting a bit. I was bored. And I was eating and I was drinking still. And I went up to like 108 kg, which,
Wow.
yeah, wow. And I was a very different shape back then. So I've been there, and it was a very uncomfortable place. So I couldn't train my upper body at all. Like, I couldn't do anything, and nobody really likes training the lower body, really. I know I didn't. It's my strongest bit, but it's also the bit I hated. So.
I could train legs all day long as it's not squats. Can't stand them.
Yeah, I don't know. I've obviously got long-term injury, so I just don't really bother with the legs. I just cycle. But I decided to. My thing has always been mountain biking. I really like mountain biking, and me and my mates go away and we do mountain biking in Wales and stuff. And the thought of, so I hate the thought of running, like just going out for a run. I just swimming. I would love to get into swimming, but just the thought of just doing lane after lane would just bore the tits off me. And I thought exactly the same about road cycling, and I was like, oh my God. But I was gaining weight, I was losing motivation, I had a lot on, I was working two jobs, I was building a business, working in the NHS, a busy life and all this kind of stuff. And I just thought, I was just getting bigger and just getting unhappy with the way I was looking, feeling sluggish, tired and all that kind of stuff. And I just said, just made the decision, I'm just going to go buy a cheap road bike. And I thought, oh my God, all my mountain bike mates took the mick, and they said, oh, you're going to be a lycra, the mammal, what we said the other week, a middle-aged man in lycra. But I did it, and I'll be honest with you, the first couple of times I hated it. And like I said, I think we mentioned this before. But after a while, I really enjoyed it. I got myself into better shape, felt good for it. And all it was just a switch of focus. And now my back's okay, I can train. After a while, it took me a while to get back to decent. Decent sort of shape, upper body and stuff. But I changed my focus, and that's what I would say to people. If you're injured, do something else. Give something else a try. So there's always something that you can probably do.
You mentioned that you hated mountain biking. It took you like a few tries to get into it. Why did you carry on? What made you persevere with it? Was it just because this was the only thing that you could do, or?
It's road biking, so it's the sort of, that was the like the monotony of what made me persevere with it was. It was hard, and I thought, but I know that if I set my mind to something, I'll just crack on and do it. But the something that really kind of was different to everything else that I'd done, it was literally like the first I did 40 minutes on the first go, and I honestly nearly threw up. It was so hard. But the good thing about it was an hour to myself of complete, just on my own. Nobody to disturb me, and that was it. And now it's just kind of got bigger and stuff, and it can be anywhere up to sort of 3 hours if I ever have the time and stuff. And I've met new mates through it, and I've probably coerced people into spending upwards of 40 grand on stuff.
Oh
Genuinely,
my goodness.
like actually genuinely as well. I've got loads of mates into it and stuff. We go on holidays now to do it. So I've been to Germany
Oh,
cycling
cool.
and France. I've seen parts of the world which you just wouldn't see if you weren't on a
Yeah.
bike. And so that's, do you know what I mean? So it's just these little things that you can change. And obviously, again, people will sit there and go, well, yeah, he's a PT. He's just a typical, it comes easy to them. But, you can give it, I gave rock climbing a go with Beth on Saturday.
Yeah, I saw that on your post. That was so cool. Did you like it?
No, I shit myself. Absolutely shit myself at the top of the thing.
I'm no good. I went to where did I go for that? Milton Keynes, I think it was. And Jason, obviously being Jason, he has to be awesome at everything. So he done it like literally monkey climbed all his way to the top really quickly. And I'm like getting three quarters of the way up, decide to take a look down. I think, oh my God, I can't go up anymore. So he comes behind me or underneath me, and then like it's like, come on, like egging me to go to the top. Oh, okay, I hear you. It's scary. Don't like it.
At the first, the only, I think the problem was, is like the first, I did the first one, and then they said, you just let go and just hold on to this part of the cable. And I went, he looks about 15, and I don't know if he's even done his GCSEs yet. So I sort of did it a little bit, and then it dropped a bit, and I absolutely crapped myself. And because it's a good sort of 30, 40 foot to the bottom with no mats. So, and you don't, they don't give you, didn't even give you helmets or anything like that. So I was like, no, it's just like I say, loads of teenagers going, yeah, go up there then, mate, off you go, bye. Beth's loving it, and I'm, a little 9-year-old with no fear. And then you get into your 30s and you sort of think, that's quite high, actually. If I fall to the
Helmet.
ground, I might make a crater. But yeah, so it's just tweaking and changing your focus. You mentioned walking now. Again, for me, walking, I couldn't think of anything I'd rather do less. I honestly couldn't. I just bores the absolute tears off me.
For me, I like to get a podcast on or read a book. Well, not read a book, obviously. I walk into two main lampposts, but listen to a book on Audible, and I'm away. I'm good then.
See, again, and this is the thing. It's like, it's like I say, it's horses, of course. But I've tried it. I did the Three Peaks this
Yeah.
year. Hated
That's okay.
it. It was horrible. But you've got to try, haven't you? You've got to try these things.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this is the thing, this is what people should do, is they should go, right, okay, like you say, shoulder injury. What can I do? I've got a client at the moment, scaffolder by trade. He actually owns a company. Brilliant bloke. Hardest worker you'll ever meet. And I've been begging and pleading him to get some soft tissue on his traps and his upper back and all this kind of stuff. And he kind of does a little bit, and then he doesn't really. So I have to be really, really super careful. Went away for 2 weeks on holiday, and he's done his rotator cuff whilst he's away. And he's like, and he's come back, so we've had to really change what we've been doing. And he's fine. He's enjoying it. He's getting results, seeing the benefits from it, and that's it. And you've just got to tweak and change and focus on what you can do. What could you do? What could I try? Oh, I fancy a look at that. Or like with the road bike. I really don't fancy a look at that, but I know it'll be good for me, so I'll have a crack at it. Don't do what other middle-aged guys do, which is go and chuck 3 grand at a bike and then get all the kit and then don't use it.
Yeah.
I started off with a 250 quid budget and said, if I hate it, then hey, I could probably reclaim most of that 250 quid. But I didn't, and then the next bike I bought was, she's so pretty, so it's worth every penny.
My God, I can't believe you're actually talking about a bike like that.
Oh God,
She's
come
so
on.
pretty.
She is. If you could, yeah, you see those weird programs where people make love to inanimate objects. That would be, have you not seen that?
I don't need to see this. No.
You do need to see. Well, you don't need to see that with a bike, but that won't happen.
How would that even work? I don't know. I don't want to
I don't know. I'll work it out. Becky's away this weekend, so I've got some spare time. Well, I think that pretty much sums it up, to be honest. I think, just like we said, just to summarize, really, is to focus on habits, which is, your habit should always be focusing on good nutrition, always. Because
Yeah.
that, you can't out-train a bad diet. It is a classic cliche, but you cannot out-train it.
No, you can't. Absolutely not. I would like to add, just remember that life happens. So there's never going to be the perfect time where you can have like a clear road of nothing happening in your life unless you want to be locked away or hidden in a cave. So you will have to try and plan your way around these things.
Yeah, I agree. I do. And following with that, you mentioned, like I said to somebody, if you want to go for a proper transformation, like you see, those people that on my website, on your website, those people who have a proper transformation, they do one of two things. They either plan meticulously and speak to me or you and say, right, this is what's coming up, and we work meticulously around it, or they do give themselves a clear run and they say, socially, if they're going out and getting absolute shit faced every weekend already, and then for the next 12 weeks they're going out and getting absolute shit faced for another 12 weeks, then a transformation isn't going to happen. You can change your body and get in great, much better shape, but what's real, we're talking about realistic and expectations and stuff. But life does happen and obstacles will get in the way, and that's why habits should be created and set for life, and that's kind of what we wanted to get at, really. Let's stop mumbling and whinging on, because my voice is really boring. So, what are we going to be talking about in the next episode?
Oh my gosh. Oh, I know how to set up a diet. There we
Cool.
go.
Yep. So we'll talk about. So we're all. You get all the these celebrity trainers talking about high fat, good fats, bad fats. Shouldn't eat sugars and all that kind of stuff. And now you're seeing them binging on massive gobs of Galaxy chocolate. Which is quite hilarious. But what we're going to be talking about is basically for normal people. So we're not athletes, we're just normal, regular people. How to set up, what constitutes a healthy diet, and how to set that up, and maybe some strategies around different, maybe three or four different strategies around that.
All right then.
Good. All right. Well, say bye, Vanessa.
I'll see you later.
And
Bye.
we shall see you all later, guys. Thanks for listening.